It's called the Right to Work Law, and it's been around since the 1940s. Basically, it prevents employers from compelling their employees to pay union dues. The end result is it makes unions in Virginia much weaker than most other states. Delegate Lee Carter is a Democrat from Manassas, and he doesn't call it the Right to Work Law. He calls it the Freeloader Law.
This law was designed from the start to bankrupt unions by making them bargain on behalf of people who don't contribute for the benefits of that bargaining.
He wants to repeal the law, which has been a thorn in the side of labor unions in Virginia for years. But there's a problem. Other Democrats aren't on board, at least not some of them. Senator Scott Sorbell is a Democrat from Fairfax County, and he says this year is not the year to do it.
Inflicting that kind of change on the Virginia employment system all at once, this fast, I think is something that we need to think about and look at and prepare for more than just walking one session and declaring that's what we're going to do on July 1. It's a big change in law.
Carter says it is a big change, and it's one that needs to happen now, this year. But in order to make that happen, first he'll need to persuade other members of the Democratic caucus. I'm Michael Pope.